Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the preview edition of Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, joined alongside Joe DeCamera. Joe, the anticipation is building, not just here in Philadelphia inside the NovaCare complex, but the entire Eagles nation is ramped up to get kickoff at 1 p.m. underway as the Eagles will host the Cleveland Browns at Lincoln Financial Field.
Two days, Chris. We all pumped up. Right, here we go. Obviously, the start of the Carson Wentz era, the Doug Peterson era, and 2 days to go. It's been a long offseason. Lots of changes for the Eagles, and really, obviously, it started during the season last year at the very end when Chip Kelly was dismissed before the final game of the season. But here we are, finally, on the verge of the season. I think everyone's real excited.
So enough of the talk. You know, we will have our preview edition here today when we go through the players to watch who are not named Carson Wentz. Everyone will have their eyes on him, of course. We'll discuss our key matchups. But first, let's get into the injury situation. A great one for the Eagles. Bryce Treggs, the wide receiver who was claimed off waivers from the 49ers, he's out with a knee injury. No surprise there. But Vinnie Curry, who's expected to be a huge part of the defensive end rotation, had been limited in practice during the week. He'll be good to go, according to head coach Doug Peterson. So it'll be vital to get after Robert Griffin III, RG3, with that pass rush up front. So to get into more of the news and notes from the day, let's bring in our Abby Atwater for the 360 update.
Hey Eagles fans, I'm Abby Atwater, and this is your 360 update. Carson Wentz will get his first start on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field against the Cleveland Browns. The Eagles' offense are looking to establish a strong run game in order to relieve pressure off the rookie quarterback.
No matter what team we're playing, the run game's got to come first. We're a physical offense. We've got to pride ourselves on being physical offensively. I mean, we've got a very extremely physical running back, very physical offensive line. So I think we got to... I think early in the season we got to establish that, and especially in this game as well.
That's big. Just with any quarterback in general, if you get the run game going, it's going to take the pressure off the passing game. So it all comes down to what we do up front. So we plan on establishing the run game, and you know I feel comfortable with what Carson can do in the pass game.
Thank you. No matter what quarterback you are,
yeah, sure.
You know you can take pressure off of them by running the football. And we want to be a two-dimensional team. You know, we want to be able to run the ball, obviously be able to pass the ball, but I think running sets up a lot of stuff.
Robert Griffin III will make his return this Sunday at the starting quarterback position. Having not played since 2014 and now with the Cleveland Browns, the Eagles defense chime in on what they can expect from the returning quarterback.
You know, we don't know. I mean, so far what we've seen in preseason, he's still got a big arm. He's got Terrell Pryor on the outside that they can stretch the field with. And when given time, he throws one of the better deep balls in this league.
When I'm looking on film, I see the same RG3 I saw. You know, it's a guy who can extend plays with his feet, guy who can throw the deep ball on the money, somebody who has a long arm, big arm, and just knows how to make plays.
Coach Peterson spoke with the media for the last time today before Sunday. He said not only is he looking forward to his first game at Lincoln Financial Field as head coach, but also for the excitement in the fans on Sunday.
I expect it to be electric. I know there's going to be a great 9/11 tribute before the game, and it's something to remember. But I think our crowd's going to be excited. Everything I've heard and sort of read this week is, you know, everybody's kind of excited to see number one Carson, but to see the team and see the guys play for 60 minutes, and it's going to be a great crowd, and I'm excited for it and can't wait till Sunday.
For all of your latest news, keep it right here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For your 360 update, I'm Abby Atwater.
Yes, indeed, Coach Peterson is right. It is going to be electric at the link come 1 p.m. on Sunday. So a little bit later on in the show, we'll get into our key matchups. But after this quick break here on Eagles 360, it's our players to watch for the Eagles against the Browns.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdraw, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Are you feeling all right, baby?
I got
tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I gotta make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Growing up, we had a basketball hoop in our driveway, and that's all I used to play with. This past August, I happened to notice a bump on my foot, so my parents and I decided that we would go to Rothman at Jefferson. We found out from a biopsy that I had an osteosarcoma, cancer, scary, but the Rothman doctors felt so confident in what they were going to do, and it couldn't have turned out any better. The Rothman Institute at Jefferson was able to get me back on the court and back to where I wanted to be.
It is a Football Friday edition of Eagles 360 here. Chris and Joe back. It's time to look at our players to watch. Joe, I'm going to let you have the honors. Kick things off here for the season opener.
Well, I appreciate that, Chris. I mean, look, a lot of players to watch. Obviously, tons of starters, offense and defense. But let's start with the offense, Chris.
Okay.
And let's start with the player that's going to be really important for this game, but for the whole season, and that's Ryan Matthews. Ryan Matthews can be a heck of a player. I mean, we've seen it in the course of his career, a really nice combination of speed and power. Now, obviously, injuries have been an issue throughout the course of his career. He's missed a bunch of games, you know, over what is now a six-year career. But when he plays, he can be really effective. In five of his 6 years, Ryan Matthews has had a yards per carry average of 4.3 or better. That's really good. Yeah, that's really impressive. And last year, 5.1 yards per carry. Obviously, there was a lot of issues with the offensive line, Chip's scheme, but Ryan Matthews still found his way to 5.1 yards per carry last year. Very, very solid performance. Now, you talk about this game coming up on Sunday. Obviously, there should be some opportunity versus Cleveland. You never really know what you're dealing with the other team, obviously, until you get into the action, into the season. But generally speaking, the expectation is that the Browns defense really shouldn't be all that strong. So there should be some opportunity for him. Carson Wentz is going to need him, as we know, Chris. I mean, you're talking about Carson Wentz now as a rookie with his first start is going to need him all season long. And Ryan Matthews can be a big part of this operation, getting it going. And obviously, there's no question, Chris, a big part of the game in the season.
It's good that the pass rush is lacking for the Cleveland Browns. Their top pass rushers are out for this game due to injury and suspension, so that will make things easier. And a strong running game and having the offensive line intact will help as well. So I'm going to look to help Carson Wentz out some more as well. How about at wide receiver, Dorrial Green-Beckham? He said during the week that he expects to play a lot against the Browns. And you look at the Browns secondary. Joe Hayden is a two-time Pro Bowl selection. I'll give him his props there. But across the board, you look at the corners, they don't have a lot of height at that position. You're bringing Green Beckham, who's 6'5", 245, almost 250 pounds. We saw him on the shallow crossing routes in the preseason. We saw him on the fade. And the coaches said this week that Carson Wentz is a natural at throwing the fade. So I think the Eagles want to work in Green Beckham as much as possible. Of course, he's still learning the playbook, but I definitely think that he can have a big role here come Sunday. Now let's go to the defensive side of the football. Joe, who do you have your eye on?
Well, I'm going to go a little out of the box here, Chris, because, you know, we say player to watch, but how about I go for two? How about I go for the – I got to do it. I got to go to the safeties. And we've talked a ton about the D-line, and, you know, obviously during the preseason, and that's a huge strength for the team. But the safeties are a big strength of the football team as well. So not one, but two players to watch defensively from my end, the safeties. Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod. All right, so we talk about these guys. Obviously, what are we talking about? We're talking about two players that are both well above average. We're talking about two players that are veterans that obviously Jim Schwartz will look to have these two guys really help the corners and help the entire defense in the run game. A great combination with these guys of pass coverage and ability to hit, you know, obviously play the run. We're obviously very familiar, you know, through the years with Malcolm Jenkins, possibly the second best player on the Eagles team behind Fletcher Cox. You can debate that. Fletcher's obviously number one. Malcolm is a player that you can certainly say might be the second best player. But Rodney McLeod now comes over in his fifth year, had a really strong start to his career with the Rams. Fierce safety, good combination again, run and pass abilities. So it'll be fun to watch these guys play together. Hopefully they stay healthy. And if they do, they can really help bolster this team in the back end and help Jim Schwartz's defense get going.
So your pick there, yes, you picked two players, but not really outside the box, because where do the safety have to come down? They do have to come down inside the box at some point. So there you go. Yes. So a little play on words there. I'm going to stick now for my defensive selection here. I'm going to go up front. And you mentioned him real briefly. Defensive tackle Fletcher Cox. Look, he got the big contract this offseason. He is paid to be the man along the defensive line. A lot of talent there with the D-line with Vinnie Curry and Brandon Graham and Brandy Logan. I go on and on there, but the focus is on Fletcher Cox. And Jim Schwartz realizes this, and he's moved him all around the line during the course of the preseason. Of course, he's at home at the defensive tackle spot, the three technique. We've seen him on the edge. We've seen him in a two-point stance. Jim Schwartz wants to find the best matchups possible because he wants to make life miserable for RG3 in the pocket this coming Sunday. So later on in the show, we'll get into our key matchups. But after this break, it's going to be our stats-only feature here on Eagles 360. This portion of Eagles 360 is sponsored by Santander. Introducing Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, a new checking account that's convenient and gives you more control. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Visit one of our branches or santanderbank.com/simple to learn more and sign up today.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
The stronger the love,
let me go.
The greater the responsibility. But you don't have to do it alone.
My life complete.
Lincoln Financial helps you provide for and protect your financial future. Because this is what you do for people you love. Talk to an advisor. Lincoln Financial. You're in charge.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Now, Joe, I do know this much. I don't know many things, but I do know that the Eagles have won their last four games against the Cleveland Browns. How about some more numbers? Let's go a little more in-depth here on the matchup between the Eagles and the Browns, and it's time to bring in our Alex Smith for this week's Stats Only.
That's right, Eagles fans. Stats Only is back and better than ever for the 2016 season. I'm Alex Smith here inside the NovaCare Complex Studios. Let's dig into the numbers that matter the most heading into the Eagles' regular season opener against the Cleveland Browns. And we'll start off today by looking at the Eagles' defense. And while preseason numbers may not mean all that much, and it's still a little unclear how the defense will look in the regular season, some of that preseason success could be a precursor for what's to come in the regular season here in 2016. Under first-year coordinator Jim Schwartz, the Eagles' defense excelled in a number of different categories during the preseason. During the four-game stretch, the Eagles led the NFL in points allowed per game at just 9.5, the only team to hold opponents to a single-digit average, while also leading the league in rushing yards allowed at just 46.8 yards per game, nearly 30 yards better on average than the next best team. The Eagles also created turnovers left and right, leading the league with 9 interceptions, with 8 different Eagles chipping in. The preseason numbers are certainly fun to look at, but now let's focus on some regular season numbers, particularly when it comes to the Eagles' history against the AFC as a whole and the Cleveland Browns. The Eagles and Browns don't meet all that often, but the Eagles have had a lot of success against Cleveland when they do meet, winning 6 of the last 8 matchups dating back to 1982. The Eagles have taken 4 straight from Cleveland, which ties for the second longest active streak in franchise history, behind only the 10-game winning streak that the Eagles have against the New York Jets. The Eagles have fared very well against the AFC as a whole as well the last 2 years, going 7-1 in interconference games, giving them the best winning percentage in the NFL in those contests. And finally, let's take a look at how the Eagles have fared in season openers. And if recent history suggests anything, Eagles fans could come away from opening weekend feeling very happy about the outcome. The Eagles have been among the NFL's best teams over the past 9 years when it comes to starting out on the right foot. Since 2008, the Eagles are one of just six NFL teams with at least 6 wins in their season opening games. Going back even further, the Eagles have had plenty of success when opening at home. Since 2004, the Eagles have won 3 of their last 4 season opening home games at Lincoln Financial Field, with the most recent win coming against Jacksonville in 2014. And when it comes to opening against the AFC, the Eagles have won 6 of their last 7 contests since 1980. Well, that will wrap things up for the Week 1 edition of Stats Only. I'm Alex Smith, and I'll see you back here next week.
Thank you very much, Alex, and we'll have some more Stats Only coming up on our kickoff show this Sunday, which begins at noon. Now, later on in the show, we will have our weekend review presented by Bud Light. But coming up after this break, it's time to get into the key matchups. How will the Eagles win? We will dissect the matchups that the Eagles need to come away victorious this Sunday.
The guy was a legend on the field.
He poured everything he had into this game.
You gotta wonder what he's doing on game day now.
Guys, cupcakes are ready.
Ooh, cupcakes?
Better game days call for better pizza.
Now get 2 medium, 2 topping pizzas for just $6.99 each. Try our new cinnamon pull aparts for just $6.
Better ingredients.
Better pizza.
Papa John's.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I step to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega. To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. So it's time to talk about some Joes. We have Joe DeCamera here. We're going to get into our key matchups, which features another Joe.
And that would be Joe Hayden of the Cleveland Browns. A lot of matchups to look into. And one of them certainly is Joe Hayden versus Nelson Agholor. I mean, this is a game and this is a season where Nelson Agholor is going to be an important part for this team. And obviously, you know, the Eagles want to see him get going. Last year was you know, obviously a disappointing first season from Nelson Agholor. So for Carson Wentz, with Agholor being one of the main threats for him outside, Carson Wentz is going to want to try to find him. And for Agholor, it's obviously about getting off the line. I'm just talking about not just this game, the whole season. Getting off the line better, getting off press coverage better, route running, explosion, getting open, catching the ball, running after the catch. Whole bunch of ways Nelson Agholor, you know, certainly could improve his game year two. Joe Hayden presents a challenge in week one here for Nelson Agholor. He's a 2-time Pro Bowler. He's one of Cleveland's best players. They don't have really that many best players, if you will. He is one of the, you know, rare Cleveland players that's been to the Pro Bowl. Joe Hayden had a down year last year, only played in 5 games, dealt with injuries and performance not as good as it had been in past years. But one of the more difficult matchups, I think it's fair to say, Chris, for any Eagle going up against a, you know, a multiple Pro Bowl player.
Any way we could get some sloppy Joes this Sunday?
Boy,
there we go. The puns are horrible. They're coming out. We're just having some fun on Eagles 360. So my key matchup to watch, a player who was lurking over your shoulder just a few moments ago, linebacker Michael Kendricks, the weak side linebacker, going against running back Duke Johnson. You might say, Isaiah Crowell, he's the main running back. He's the featured guy there for the rushing attack for Hugh Jackson. Well, I'm looking at the screen game. With the Eagles' defense being very aggressive, you're going to see Jim Schwartz's crew rushing up the field to get after RG3. The one area that might be a small bit of a concern is the screen game. They can slip those quick passes in, and they can get past the defense. It's going to be very important for the linebackers, especially Kendricks, to read and react, to get to the ball quickly, because Duke Johnson is proficient at catching the ball out of the backfield. So that's why that's my key matchup. If they can contain the screen game, I definitely think the Eagles' defense will be able to slow down Kroll and, more importantly, get after Robert Griffin III in the pocket, because he hasn't played a game since 2014. All right, Joe, that's a look at our key matchups. After this final break here on Eagles 360, it's going to be time for our final thoughts as we get you ready for kickoff this Sunday as the Eagles host the Browns. This portion of Eagles 360 is sponsored by Dunkin'. Eagles win, you win is back at Dunkin' Donuts. DD Perks members score free medium coffee the day after an Eagles win. Just pay with your Perks enrolled DD card. The Eagles run on Dunkin'.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra-smooth, full-bodied flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Golden outside or fluffy inside, deep pockets or delicious ridges, tasty egg or savory bacon. Experience Dunkin's new Belgian waffle breakfast sandwich. It's not this or that, it's all of it. America runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Chris McPherson, Joe DeCamera. Before we get you ready for Sunday's kickoff, we're going to look back at the week that was here around the NovaCare Complex. It's our week in review presented by Bud Light, presenting the sights and sounds here in the city of brotherly love.
This was not our blueprint. This was not part of the plan. But as we sit, we have to be flexible, and we have to be able to take advantage of opportunities that give us an opportunity to get where we want to be.
A momentous day here at the NovaCare Complex as the Eagles traded Sam Bradford to the Minnesota Vikings.
Obviously shocking news when you see it come across the sports ticker, but you know, after that, it's still status quo. You still got the same goals and same agenda when you come into the building.
Carson Wentz will start the game on Sunday. Chase will be number two. And we're moving forward in that direction.
Nothing's changed. You know, it's got a younger quarterback in there.
I don't really think that Carson's nervous. I think he's eager to get out there and make plays.
He already knows the calls. He already knows everything about this offense from training camp and everything like that. Now it's just making sure that we're on the same page.
He has a swagger about him that guys, you know, gravitate to and that they're confident in.
It doesn't matter where you come from. If you can play, you can play. So I'm really excited for it.
Some guys just have that. Just some guys have what it takes. Some guys can translate it. It doesn't matter what level you've played on. And that's what we think we have in Carson. But he's like anybody else. He has to go out and prove it.
Let's talk about the Cleveland Browns. They come to town. They are young. They are eager. And they are in transition.
You have to account for the quarterback.
When I'm looking on film, I see the same RG3 I saw. You know, it's a guy who can extend plays with his feet, guy who can throw the deep ball in the money.
He's still got a big arm. You know, he's got Terrell Pryor on the outside that they can stretch the field with. And when given time, he throws one of the better deep balls in his league.
We can't wait to go out there and get after him, you know, and the best man going to win.
We've always been a tough, tough defense. That's what this city is defined by. That's what we try to define ourselves by, these tough, hard-nosed people.
Seeing these fans and the passion they have, I'm excited as heck to get out there in front of them, and I know they'll bring the juice. I know that.
So, Joe, what time will the tailgates get going this Sunday?
Well,
5 a.m., 6 a.m. I don't know what time the lot's open at Lincoln Financial Field, but they might be starting in the streets beforehand. Sure. Whatever time FDR Park will allow fans to come in, that's when they'll be rolling.
Chris and I will be here for the kickoff show, so we're not partaking in the tailgate.
That's what you think. Maybe you're not, but needless to say, talking about tailgates, it's our Amorosos on the menu to give you a look at what's coming up this weekend here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We have our Eagles Network shows on demand inside the Eagles, our all-access look at what it's like to be a member of the Philadelphia Eagles, as well as our Eagles game plan show for those all 22 aficionados who really want to get into the nitty-gritty of the Eagles-Browns matchup. We have Glenn Macnow's top five season openers in franchise history. And then coming up on Sunday, beginning at noon, Joe and I are here for the kickoff show presented by Exalta. We'll have live looks inside Lincoln Financial Field. We'll go through all the last-minute news and notes. It's a great show. We want you to be here with us all game day long. After that's over, we will have the halftime report, and then we will have the post-game show presented by Rico as well. So that's our Amorosos on the menu. Amorosos, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. So, Joe, as we get ready for kickoff, any final thoughts heading into the season opener?
Just that I'm excited, Chris. You know, I mean, I think we always are for any Eagles season, right? So, I mean, there's no new emotion in that regard.
Is it different this year?
Well, yeah, that's where there is a difference. The new emotion, look, there's a baseline of you're always excited for an Eagles season. What's different about this one is the Carson Wentz thing. I mean, it just is. I mean, this is the dawn of a new era, and that also applies clearly to Doug Peterson. So the Doug Peterson era, the Carson Wentz era, we all hope that it has a lot of the remnants of what 1999 and beyond had. I mean, not so much the 99 season at 5-11, but, you know, the concept of the Eagles getting the whole program going. That's the whole idea here. Let's get it going for a long time. Hopefully the organization can and you know, in time, hopefully do what that group was not able to do and ultimately get over the top. But it starts Sunday. Sunday's not about getting over the top. Sunday's about going out against the Cleveland Browns, winning a game, seeing Carson Wentz play well, play, you know, come through healthy, and seeing if this defense can be as legit as a lot of us think it can be.
Just one more day to get through. Just get past Saturday, and Eagles football is back. He's Joe DeCamera. I'm Chris McPherson. Everyone, thank you very much for joining us on this Football Friday edition of Eagles 360. We will see you Sunday at noon for the kickoff show presented by Exalta. Have a great night, everyone.